It wasn't you. Skype
Oh.
just completely flubbed, and so all I got was, "This is
Well,
Mid-"
that's what I was saying.
Oh, well.
I was saying
It
that's what I
just
meant to
it
say was it,
Yeah,
number
it just
12.
it came in garbled and low and
This is yours. Number 12.
Wow,
Just
okay.
trying
All right.
to think of the theme song through my head. Midnight movie night. This is
Well,
midnight. Oh, damn.
God
What?
damn it, I just stomped on it.
It's all good. It's all
Oh,
good.
fuck. All right, shutting up. Oh, I cussed before we said we're not safe for work podcast. Well, damn
They
it.
don't know it by now, then.
Yeah,
Hey,
if they don't know
spoilers.
it by now, then I don't know.
Spoilers. Spoilers. Okay, here I go. This is Midnight Movie Nights, number 12, for Saturday, April the 5th, 2063.
You nerd.
I know. I had to do that. I had to say it. Come on, it's April the 5th. First contact day.
But it's 2014.
2014. Stop living in the past.
We've still got. Okay.
Fracking cat.
I'm
And
Mariah
this is.
Dichanelle.
Yeah. We are not safe for pork podcasts. We're supposed to be about movies. But it just kind of just goes everywhere. We just talk about the movie. We talk about
If we
nothing. We talk
actually do
about
talk
nonsense.
about
And
it.
then we talk about the movie, like, at some point. But, let me put that in there. Nuts. Oh, damn. Never mind. We're not safe for work podcast. That, as long as we have that in there, and then
Then we
not.
can say fuck.
Yeah, don't say that. Oh, wait. Yeah, I did give the disclaimer, right?
Yeah,
Okay. Fuck it.
but I already. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Who gives a crap? When it actually shows up in iTunes, it'll have the little E next to it.
We
I'm
got
not
the E.
sure. Does Stitcher do anything? I don't know. I don't use that app enough. I pretty much use Stitcher for live shows. It's not my podcatcher of choice. 'Cause I like to go back to the back catalog, and I've always found that very difficult to do within their app. Cool app, but
Yeah, I use something else for if I want to go back further than what they already have listed.
yeah.
But we are on Twitter.
Yeah, we are.
Where are we at on Twitter? At Movie Nights Pod.
That's us.
On the interwebs, midnightmovienights.com.
Yep.
And as you said, we're on the iTunes and Stitcher, even the blueberry.
The blueberry without the E.
We're on the
Blueberry.
blueberry.
Burry. Burry.
Blueberry.
Blueberry. Kind of sounds like bluebird. Like, aw, look at the blueberry.
Look what it's pooping out. Midnight
Oh.
Movie Nights Pod. Oh, sorry.
Well,
Went too
are you
far.
saying that this is a shitty podcast?
Did I say that? I did not say that.
You just said that the blueberry bird was shitting us out.
I said pooped. Did I say shit or pooped?
I don't know. I heard shit.
Well,
What you actually
that's what you
said
hear
may
every
not
time
be
you
the
talk to me.
same. I hear what I want to hear. At least I have the guts to admit that.
Well, anytime you talk to me, that's all you hear is shit.
Well, you are an asshole.
It's true. I hear that a lot. So what's the week been like? How's it been going?
Been freaking
Fantastic.
stressful.
Stressful. How can it be stressful?
Well, got a lot of stuff going on at work. I mean, Thursday, going into Friday, I was, went to bed, woke up. Well, actually didn't wake up. I didn't even fall asleep yet, but I was laying there trying to go to sleep. Couldn't turn my brain off. Yeah, and I had an idea, even though I was just about to fall asleep, idea popped into my head, and it was one of those where it was just, I had to write it down, and while I was writing it down, I had even more ideas, and it's like, oh, okay, all right, I'll, threw together a quick proof of concept, and all of a sudden, it's no longer almost 1 a.m., it's suddenly 4 a.m., and I'm still working. And it's all just because I've got this project that I've been having a hard time bringing in for a landing, and it is what it is. But then so go to sleep 4 o'clock in the morning, get up at about 10, start working again, and was working all the way to 6 a.m. this morning. So a lot going on. So I actually don't have...
Plus you had a cat distracting you all night. I did not know that. I wouldn't have been bothering you.
No, well, but I was up working anyway. I mean, the little bits that we were talking, that really wasn't much of a distraction.
Hooray, I'm not a distraction.
No, you're not a distraction at all.
Well, that's good to know. I will redouble my efforts in the future.
Bring it on.
At some point, I want you to say, would you just shut the fuck up?
Well, we do have segments. I'm in this great experiment that we're trying tonight. I find myself wondering, when,
So?
Yeah.
It's been a week?
It's been a week.
You mentioned something to me earlier in the week. Something you were listening to. What are you listening to?
Oh, my God. Okay, so we're not going to go in order. All right. Wow,
I'm taking control. This is...
Yeah, I know.
This is my night, Siebes.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to do the trip down memory lane. Now you're jumping into what are you listening to?
I'm not going to follow the rules.
All right.
I'll just go all over. In about 5 minutes, we're going to start watching the movie. Then we'll come back to other segments.
Oh, my God. Okay, so...
This is how I roll.
All right. I'm along for the ride. Except you're throwing me off. Okay. I need to work up to it. So I went back and, well, okay. Have I talked about, I know I've talked about, oh my gosh, I am all over the place.
Have we gone back in time to 1955?
You know what's really funny? I actually have up sitting on my desk right now. Because I was going to put the DVD in and actually get a clip of Doug saying squirrel. That way, when we finally do start, reintegrating, live, live effects and everything, I can just go in and have Doug say squirrel every single time I get distracted.
Squirrel.
Yeah, squirrel. Okay, so... Katie Sackhoff. I know I've talked about how much I like Kristen Bell as an actress. I don't think I've actually gone into Katie Sackhoff and oh wow, it's gonna seem like I have a type because I'm talking about this blonde haired, a very very Aryan looking woman that's about my age, how awesome she is, and that's Kristen Bell, and now I'm going to be moving into talking about how awesome Katie Sackhoff is,
and you like hair. The blondes, it's okay. Yeah. I like the blondes
blonde
too, hair, older blondes,
Aryan looking, and about the same age as me. Yeah. okay, all right, so
wait. Katie Sackhoff's like the same age as we are, close to that.
Yeah.
Wow, I did not know that. She's done so much with her life, and I've done crap.
She was born in 1980 as well, if I remember right. I don't have the magic IMDb machine open.
I've really done nothing with my life.
And this is how I group myself in there. All three of us were born in 1980. Yay.
You damn kids.
I'm pretty sure. See, now I really
I'll let you talk. I gotta go get my walker.
Your walker.
Like one of those bags and maybe a poop bucket. I don't know. Go on.
Yeah. Okay, so Katie Sackhoff, April 8th, 1980. Ta-da.
Well.
So, anyway, she's really awesome. Played Starbuck on Battlestar Galactica, the reboot. She was in 24. And
yes.
That was actually the first place I saw her, and I hated her. You know, like, I hated her character.
Wait, and, in 24? You saw her in 24 before you saw her in BSG?
I was late to Battlestar Galactica.
What the?
Frack?
Yes.
Is that the word that you're looking for?
That was the word I was looking for.
Okay.
I would have hated her too.
Exactly. Yeah.
Of course, when BSG, you know, the remake first came out, I hated her because I was like, that's not the original BSG. Starbuck is a man, baby. It's a man, baby.
Yeah, and Boomer was a man and black, and yet no one gave a shit about that.
There was a Boomer?
Yes. See? Ay, ay, ay. Fan of the original series, my ass. You don't remember Boomer? Go frack yourself.
TFY.
Anyway, you know, so Katie Sackhoff, you know, I didn't like her character, and because that was the only thing that I had ever seen her in, you know, by extension, didn't like her. same thing with Ben Cotton. The first thing I remember seeing Ben Cotton in was Stargate Atlantis, and oh, did I hate his character. Oh, he played just such a hateable bastard.
He was a bad guy in that?
No, he wasn't a bad guy. He was just annoying. He was, you know... He
was me. He was annoying?
No, you're an asshole. You're not annoying.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
Get your A words right, you a-hole.
Asshole, annoying. Okay.
Anyway, he played a very, very hateable character, and so it was just one of those things, like, you know, when I saw him again, it was just kind of like, like that guy, aw. And now that I've seen him in other things, it's just like, I, you know what, I actually love actors that can make me hate them just by the portraying a role so well. I usually end up turning around loving them, you know, as, you know, and really respecting their work and everything. And I've seen Ben Cotton in, you know, just a whole bunch of other things, and I've been seeing him pop up in a lot of shows. And actually, he was Coker in Battlestar Galactica,
Blood and Chrome.
Yeah,
that little mini series that was on the internet.
Yeah, and you know what I mean. He's an awesome actor, and I saw him show up in The Tomorrow People.
I had no idea who you were talking about until you brought up the fact that he was Coker, and I was like, oh, damn, that's who that is? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, just like that.
He played such a hateable bastard in Stargate Atlantis. Oh, but, I mean, the guy's a wonderful actor. He's also been, he has a recurring role as Tweedle number 2 in Once Upon a Time in Wonderland. And he's one of those actors that I didn't like at first, and then... And it's just
like
because the first
like
thing
that.
I saw him in, you know, he played a hateable bastard, and then, you know, you see him just awesome. He's a great actor, very entertaining. I've had a couple of conversations with him on Twitter, and I mean, the guy's pretty cool. He's a great actor. I really enjoy his stuff.
I like actors like that you can just, because like Affleck.
Mm-hmm.
The first movie I saw him was in Days of Confusion. He was a complete bastard in that movie.
Yeah.
But then, you know, as I started watching, I was like, dude, I kind of like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that in an actor. You know, if I can hate them at the beginning and then they win me over later.
Oh, okay.
I'm a fan.
So my discovery of Affleck came very shortly after my discovery of Kevin Smith. You know, I had heard of Ben Affleck before, but it wasn't until Dogma that I actually really watched something that he was in, and then, you know, fell in love with Kevin Smith and went back and started watching all the previous movies. So, like, the next thing I saw him in was Mallrats.
Oh my god, you can hate him in that one too.
Yeah. And then,
but I do like one of his best
ones. Immediately after that, I discovered Dazed and Confused. You know, this is one of those things. Like, I remember people talking about this movie and stuff when I was in high school, because that's when it came out. But I had never seen it, and so I watched, you know, Dazed and Confused, and it's like, okay, first he's Loki. You know, then he's what was this character's name?
Shannon Hamilton.
Yeah, Shannon Hamilton, and then I forget what his character's name was in Dazed and Confused, but
O'Banion.
Yes. Oh man. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, it's like, okay, this guy's kind of a bastard. All right. You know, but I had seen him as Loki first. So, wait. No, he was Bartleby. Were you gonna let me call him Loki?
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah, I got confused too. Oh, I totally just missed that one.
Yeah. All right.
And you call yourself a Kevin Smith fan.
Hey, I'm the one who caught it and corrected it. I was like, wait a minute, there's something not right here. The brain isn't firing properly. And I'm supposed to be talking about Katie Sackhoff.
Yeah, let's go back to that.
Yeah, and she was one of those, you know, she was an actress, didn't particularly, you know, like one role at first, but started seeing her in other things. I was like, all right, you know, she's pretty cool. And, you know, by the time that I saw her at Starbucks, that's what really, you know, really cemented it, because, you know, I think she crushed it. To anyone who doesn't want to watch Battlestar Galactica, the reboot, just because of the whole, you know, like, okay, yeah, Starbuck's a beloved character, and, you know, and now there's this young woman playing the role. Anyone who, you know, says that they're not going to watch it just because of that, they can eat a dick. That's really all I mean.
There is a picture out there of Dirk Benedict, who played Starbuck in the original, and Katie Sackhoff.
Oh, yeah.
Both sitting, smoking cigars in a Starbucks.
Yep, yeah.
It's out there. I've seen that. If, you know, if they don't like it, then go back and look at that picture. Starbucks is Starbuck approved in Starbucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, like I said, if you're not watching it just because of that, you know, I'm sorry. Like I said, eat a dick. You're
eat a fracking dick,
and you were completely and totally missing out. So she was awesome in that. Just oh my god, that character is so cool, and where she took it and everything. This isn't. I don't want to go into Battlestar Galactica gushing mode. So she was on The Nerdist back in September of 2013, and I had heard, I've read about it, because she did a Reddit AMA, and she made reference to being on The Nerdist in one of her answers, if I remember right. So I went back and listened to that episode, and that is one of the funniest things I have ever heard in my life. The stories that she was telling just completely captivated my imagination, and my brain went to very, very, very strange and weird places. And I can say 100%, I had not been consuming anything that would alter my perception whatsoever. I was actually listening to this on my commute on the way into work, and so I actually started work half an hour later than I normally would have, just so that I could get to the end of this, because I was in stitches. It was the funniest interview. It was so awesome. And I just at one point, Chris Hardwick's, just like laughing hysterically, and he's like, "I like you, Katie Sackhoff. I really like you a lot." But she was talking about at one point she was talking about when she first started and got the role of Starbuck, and people's reactions and everything, and someone had said, like, "Oh, whose dick did she suck to get that role?"
Dude.
And she came back, she was saying something like, "Well, actually, it was four dicks and it was dark, so no one knows."
Whoa. Okay, that's
That kind
funny.
of stuff. And she went off on this tangent and everything, like all three of them. I forget who the third person was, but all three of them were just really getting into it, and they were having a great time. It was really, really funny. And just the place that they went with these stories, it kind of my brain took it like a step further, and I want to see an animation done of what my brain like where my brain took it, because it's just wild. How she had said that there were four men, like you couldn't really see their faces, and so I started imagining her walking into the audition, wearing the flight suit and everything,
Oh,
and
it
there's
sounds
these four
right.
men in there sitting in chairs, right? But like you can't, it's a really dark room, and like and they're just barely lit, and all you can really see is them sitting in the chair. And I'm sorry, this is gonna get a little
It's gonna go
a bit
there.
vulgar, but so they're sitting in the chair, and the light, this very dim light, all you can really make out are the four dicks right there. And so and so she walks in wearing the flight suit, and reads a couple of lines, and then like just starts going to town. Like she's working one on one side, working one on the other, sucking off one, and like just going all over the place. And then all of a
A
sudden,
circus seal.
yeah, basically, yes, exactly, like a circus seal. And then all of a sudden, the song "Detachable Penis" starts playing. And she grabs all four of them and pops them off, and so she's holding all four of them, and they've got like suction cups on the end.
What
And
the
then, and she starts like doing all this stuff, and then suddenly, suddenly she's, she like rips off the flight suit. She's in a full burlesque outfit. And she starts juggling the four suction cup dicks.
hell did your mind go?
And not only is she juggling them in a burlesque suit, but she's also tap dancing.
Shit.
And then one of the guys starts hypnotizing her. And he's like, "All right, now you believe that you're a chicken." And so she starts clucking like a chicken and everything. And then another guy chimes in and says, "With a dick up your ass." And so she just takes it and shoves it up.
Storm like no.
And this is all derived from stuff that she was actually talking about. There was, I mean, they actually talked about, stuff,
Oh my
kind of
God.
like this, like the burlesque and the tap dancing. That was my mind. But the four dicks thing, that came directly out of it. And I think it was Chris Hardwick that was saying, "Oh, yeah, so you're juggling the dicks," and like it's just all of this stuff is popping into my mind as I'm driving into work. Yeah, so I go into work in the raunchiest mood possible. Which is great, because I actually do have a coworker. Like when the two of us get together and we really start it can get bad. I mean, she's as bad as I am, so it's a lot of fun when the two of us start
Oh my goodness.
getting anyway, another thing that they were talking about are, like, you know, like, creative, like, tattoos and stuff, and they were I forget what they, the example that they gave, you know, but, like, working in integrating, like, I think it was a dolphin, like, a bottlenose dolphin, and, you know, like, having a guy have his genitals and stuff tattooed so that his penis would be the nose of the dolphin. You know, and so I started thinking of, well, you know what I really want to see? I want to see the guy who has Gonzo tattooed on his genitals, and he actually has his dick tattooed blue so that it can be Gonzo's nose. Like, I want to see that.
You know, you already ruined things for me with cake. You're just not right in the head. You know, I downloaded this, and it's questionable if I'll ever listen to it now or not. Because when I get to the end of this, I'm going to see Gonzo.
Hey, I told you I had some fucked up shit to share with you.
Yes, and it's sad that I asked for this, and I did ask for it. And... this is why no one listens to me. I shouldn't listen to me.
I honestly, again, all of this came to mind while I was commuting, and I was laughing the entire, like, you know, it takes me about, that particular day, it took me about 45 minutes to get from my apartment to the office. And like I said, I didn't even, you know, end up starting work, until about half an hour after I got there, just because I was laughing so hard and my brain was going to the strangest places possible. And it was just, you know, I agree. I like you, Katie Sackhoff. I really like you a lot. It's just, it's got to be the funniest interview I have ever heard in my life. So it's definitely, did you listen to it? I know I told you to.
When you told me about it, I downloaded it, but for the life of me, I have not had a chance to listen to it.
Oh, come on. I was hoping that you were going to have some.
I wish I had. I downloaded it, but, you know, for some reason I've got an agenda of different podcasts I listen to, and some of them are live.
Well, yeah.
You know, and one of them was live this week, so I had to get that one first.
Okay.
Right. You know, I had to go there.
Yeah.
Props to Jim.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. Always props to Jim. You called in for the first time.
Oh, yeah. We're still going back to... Okay, we're going on what you're listening to.
Well,
we're going to Revelstoke Jim's Canadian content. I called in.
3 weeks in a row.
What?
Oh, we talked about him last week, and we talked about him the week before, didn't we?
Yeah, it's true.
All right.
But, you know, this is, you know, we can talk about it because I called in this week.
So did I.
Only first time.
I barely talked yesterday, but I called in too. But
Well, I barely talked too, but still, I called in.
Yeah, but when you did speak, it was gold.
Yeah, they kind of missed the question. Yeah, you know, it was adventure night.
Yeah. And you're talking about the color of the submarine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm surprised no one got that, because when... that was another one that I ended up listening to on the archive. You know, I was, I have some friends, and their second to youngest daughter just thinks I'm the greatest big person ever. And so they invited me over. And so I was, you know, I was, we were having a good time, and
you were busy also doing, like, real life things.
Well, you know, I was hanging out with friends and you know, playing with their kids. You know, that's basically what happened. I mean, I go over there to hang out with them, but I end up playing with their kids for like 2 hours, and then their kids go to bed, and then we actually hang out and talk, and you know, it's a lot of fun. But so, yeah, I missed it, but I did catch it on the archive, and you had asked about what the color of the submarine was, and I was waiting for someone to say yellow. No one went there.
No, I almost started to say, when he said gray, I was going to say, oh, not yellow. And I was like, eh.
I think he should have. But
Well, I
that
started
doesn't
there,
matter.
but you know, I was still working. I was trying to keep quiet. I mean, I was doing all kinds of work at the time I called in, but I was trying to be very, very quiet, which is hard
You
to do
guys were on
because I have to deal
submarine.
with metal.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I, you know, I mean, I've talked to you when I've been at work a couple of times, kind of loud. So I'm kind of tiptoeing at work, and you know, usually at the time that he's on, you know, there's people still in the building. So, you know, I can't actually say, well, I'm still doing my work, but I'm talking to somebody on the internet. I'm like, what the f-? But that night, for some reason, I just felt like calling in, saying, hey, what's going on? You know, talk about a couple things here and there. What color is your submarine?
Yeah, it was gray, but...
But, you know, it's... I like listening to Revelstoke Jim, you know, especially on Wednesday nights, going on Adventure Night.
Oh, yeah. Adventure Night's the best. He's so creative.
You know, it's like a radio play, and you listen to what's going on. You know, it's a theater of the mind.
Mm-hmm. I mean, definitely.
Like the old-timey radio shows. No one does that anymore. And I like
it. It's good quality entertainment.
More people should listen to it. Where should they listen to it at? Gabnet?
GABroadcaster.com.
That's right. And you say GA this time.
Yes. Oh, I say GA every time. It's just that one time it happened to sound like JA.
Yeah. I kind of don't want to get into the point where I'm going to bring up hashtag morons because...
Well, why don't we go back to the trip down memory lane then, since we completely skipped that.
Okay. Because when I get to hashtag morons, I want to get into a mood that's going to be very gripey. Very bitchy.
Okay. All right. Well, try and make this quick. I don't know about you, but I always try and listen to the previous podcast before we actually start, at least the day or two before, just so that I can kind of make a mental note of, you know,
what we talked about before,
not just what we talked about, but basically where I feel like I flubbed it, and or just, you know, get the general feel of how we're doing, and you know, take the pulse. But there were just a few things I had to, you know, I had to bring up, and actually one of them you brought up.
Did we get bad feedback?
No. Okay. No, but one of the things you were laughing at, how I called you out for you know, shitting on the, you know, the art of one Michael Bay, and you know, like when you were talking about the Ninja Turtles,
yeah.
And I was, you know, like, oh, let's not shit on anyone's art, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, we talk about that all the time. And then I'm the one who turns around and
that.
Starts calling them the Ninja Turtles. I was actually shitting on them. I was calling them turtles, not turtles.
Well, to be fair, I think I'm the one who said turtles.
I actually just listened to it. I was the first one to say turtles.
It was you.
Yeah,
I was trying to take
well,
it away.
Well, see, now I'm confused. I thought it was me. Maybe you did say it first, and I just didn't pick up on it.
I'm going to say it was me because I want to be the asshole. You're not the asshole.
You're the one who spewed the turd. Came from the asshole. Okay, that's usually how it works.
Turd came out of my mouth.
Another thing that I wanted to bring up, at one point I had said, oh, I think we're having another earthquake. I did actually go back and match up the timestamps and everything. It was indeed a earthquake. It was 3.1, if I remember right. But yeah. And then, wow, did I ever just royally screw up talking about A League of Their Own, and I credited Gary Marshall, and you called me out on it being Penny Marshall, and even then I was just kind of like like, oh, whatever. They, you know, they always work together.
Yeah, you're wrong, Kat. What the fuck are you talking about?
At least according to IMDb, it appears that the only interactions that Gary Marshall really had with that movie was playing Mr. Harvey.
I did try to say something, but you smacked me around and, you know, told me to get back in my cage. And so I was, yes, ma'am.
No, I did not do that.
I'm perpetuating the same stereotype.
No, I just said I dismissed it and said whatever. They're, you know, they always work together. They're a great brother and sister team, and they are. When they do collaborate together, they're great. It's just usually when Gary Marshall is in a movie, it's usually one of his own, and so I had assumed that A League of Their Own was a Gary Marshall movie. It was Penny Marshall, and I was wrong. It happens. And thank you for calling me out on it, because I did need to be called out on it. Otherwise, I never would have known. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
But
it's what I'm here for. I got your back, Steve.
All right.
I got no trip down memory lane.
Oh, another thing. The special.
The special episode.
It's funny because we were talking about actually getting to meet Judge Funky Boy and Trent in person. How cool it is to actually, you know, have that face to face conversation and everything. And right after we released that, and that was recorded back when we watched Chasing Amy. And actually going back and recreating everything, and after releasing that, I actually realized it wasn't before we watched the movie. We had watched Chasing Amy, and we were talking about watching another movie after that.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, that actually was after Chasing Amy.
Oh, okay.
I think. I'm pretty sure. Because that was the night that we watched the movie, and then we were talking about watching Dogma, right?
I don't know. I thought we had finished recording, and then we checked the tweets, and I brought it up, and I was like, damn, that's a fucked up thing.
Okay, so maybe it was before, and I'm just very, very confused. That's very possible.
It was a couple of weeks ago. You know, I did get like 2 hours of sleep since then.
Well, again, I know I've said this before, but useless details. It doesn't really impact where, yeah. Okay, so I think we're in agreement. It was before.
If anyone's listening and we're wrong, you know, call us out on it.
How are they going to know? They weren't there for when it actually, you know, had occurred. And
well, they can listen to the show, and I'm hoping they're going to go back and listen to the shows. And, you know, they got some comments. Mention us on Twitter. At Movie Nights Pod. MovieNights.com.
I like you, that fracking cat. I like you a lot.
I'm a likable kitty.
Yeah. So something that was relevant, you know, we had been talking about how it's going to be cool to meet Judge Funky Boy and Trent in person and everything. And I thought something that was really relevant was the whole thing that came out about James Franco. How apparently he had been chatting up a 17-year-old girl, and he was unaware of her age, and it came out, and he basically said, "Whoa, okay, I'm sorry. You know, it's social media. We're still learning these things."
Wait, what?
Apparently, he was chatting with a 17-year-old girl. He thought that she was older, and
James Franco. That happened this week.
This week, last week. I'm not sure when it actually occurred, but he basically was apologizing for it, and he just started talking about you know, like you talk to people and everything, and you meet them and. Or you know, you meet them on the social networks and everything, and these are just, you know, they're still new, so, you know, we as a society basically need to, you know, learn how to handle all of this, and he feels really bad. It wasn't something, he didn't intend for anyone to get hurt or anything like that. It's just, he met someone that he thought was really cool, and it turned out that she was underage. And I'm
so it's like you found it out that I'm like actually 13.
Oh God, if you're a 13-year-old boy, it would actually explain so much.
Thank you. I was kind of joking. All of a sudden, I'm like, wait, what? How did he turn around on me?
I don't know. I'm good at that.
Damn. Damn me trying to be funny and having to turn around on me. This is not right.
Yeah.
I was supposed to have the upper hand in that one.
Yeah.
I'm very tall for a 13-year-old.
Yeah,
apparently.
You are. Yeah, you are. Yeah. But no, I
I'm
don't
not 13
I don't think that you're 13 years old.
Yeah. We have met. I'm not 13. So
yeah.
I just want to make that perfectly clear for everyone out there. I'm not 13.
Yeah, you're 14.
yeah. Damn it, I'm 14. my voice.
You know what this?
Yeah. I'm 14.
This reminds me of one of the worst jokes that, or not one of the worst, but there are far worse jokes, but one of my favorite, just creepy jokes to tell. And so I'm going to tell it right now.
Oh, crap. It's going to be creepy. Okay. Go.
What do you call a 5-year-old tied up in the back of your car?
Oh, my God. I'm going to say I don't know because I just want this over with.
I call him Timmy.
Oh, that's not right.
I told you it was a creepy joke.
It is so messed up. This is where the internet gets you. Bad jokes. Bad creepy jokes.
That was actually my former brother-in-law who told that to me, but hey.
It's going to get me into an ooky mood that you just don't want.
So here, let's finish up this James Franco bit.
Okay.
So basically, what he had said was, sometimes there's just no substitute for meeting people in person, and it makes it that much more real.
So what the hell happened? He just started talking to somebody on the internet?
Yeah, and then there were pictures exchanged back and forth.
Bad pictures?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, but, what the hell, James Franco?
He seemed sincere. If not, he's a good enough actor to make me believe that he was sincere. She's 17. Yes, she's a minor. I don't know.
She was 30. He should have done it.
I choose to believe him that he believed that she was older. Maybe it's just because I like him. I don't know. It doesn't seem like. I don't know.
I will give him the benefit of the doubt that he didn't actually know, but I'm going to say, dude, you should have known better.
Well, yeah.
Even if she was 37 in a row. No, dude, you just don't share pictures over the internet. Meet.
Not like that.
Or something.
Yeah.
You meet her and you're like, and she's like, oh, she's 17. No, get the fuck out of here, dude. No.
No, and there's a lot of there's a lot of conversation around how the internet doesn't forget and on you send these things on Twitter and Facebook and Snapchat and Instagram and you put all of the stuff out there. The internet never forgets. And now there's applications that explicitly.
Well,
destroy.
The internet's not gonna forget, but the internet will forgive if he comes out there and says, I fucked up. I didn't know.
Yeah.
She was 17. I got duped.
Well, but
it's not something I would do.
Well,
but I shouldn't have done it in the first place, and he shouldn't have, even if she was older.
Yeah.
If she was 57, no. You just don't share a picture. The internet is written in ink.
Yeah.
Dude.
Well, except now there's apps like Cyberdust and stuff like that where
Oh, it's still that map.
Snapchat is supposed to be, the one that destroys the pictures, but we've all
Yeah, it's
kind of
supposed to be
learned
left.
that the implementation doesn't always provide, and it's one of those things where once you send it somewhere else, it's no longer in your control. Just keep it in your control. Don't send out those pictures. We don't need to talk about, applications, for secure messaging and all of that. Being as paranoid as you and I are, we could talk about that for hours and no one will care.
Well, I just hope it doesn't come out later that he's been doing this all the time. Then I'll be like, fuck you, James Franco.
But
Excuse me.
he's James Franco, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I agree. I hope it.
Sorry.
No, 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 no. Go ahead.
Safety first, then teamwork, James Franco. I got the hiccups all of a sudden, sorry.
Okay, so I will go ahead and transition us over to hashtag morons while you take care of that, because I actually do have something filled in for that for this week, and it just came about today while I was out and about. Usually that's when it occurs. Observe people doing something stupid. Every once in a while, it's me looking at myself doing something stupid. I do stupid things a lot, but hey, most of the time, stupid things occur when you're out in the world. And the one that just kind of pissed me off today was, people who don't get out of the way of cars,
Yeah.
especially when you've got kids walking into oncoming traffic and they just don't give a shit about, what, 2.5 ton vehicle, barreling down the, parking structure and everything, not paying attention. It's like I almost watched a kid get run over by a car in a parking structure.
So it's like a family walking across the crosswalk
Oh,
with
it wasn't
a
just them
couple of kids.
walking across the crosswalk. It was, they were all getting into their car, but they decided that they needed to take up the maximum area possible. And so this car coming down, or this car, in the parking structure, the kids just keep walking out in front of the cars and everything's, and I'm just sitting here waiting for these people to get out of the way. And what, like, hey guys, can you load up that SUV already and get those kids in there? Like there's a lot of cars going by and no one seems to be paying attention to these kids walking out in front of them.
Yeah, it's heavy traffic. You got a bus load there. Get them the fuck on the bus now. Get
Just
to the chopper.
and yeah, I mean and you're going through the parking lot and there's just people there completely oblivious to another car, being behind you. It's like, you know what it makes me think about? It makes me think about Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. The scene where Arthur Dent is laying in front of the bulldozer and everything, and the guy's like, "Do you know how much damage, would be done to this bulldozer if I just let it, well, none."
None at all.
Yeah, it's like okay, when I'm crossing the street or in a parking lot and stuff like that, I try to be aware of my surroundings. Every once in a while, I'll pull out a I'll pull out a like my cell phone or something, and I might get distracted and whatever, but I usually have a good idea of what's going on around me, and I try not to step in front of the cars because, hey, what's gonna hurt more, the car hitting me, or what's gonna do more damage, the damage from the car hitting me or me hitting the car? It's probably gonna hurt me a hell of a lot more than the car, so I try not to get in front of it. And if I happen to be hanging out with some of my friends who have kids or whatever, the friends that I was previously talking about, I went out with them a couple of weeks ago, and their daughter, she wanted to hold my hand and everything while we were walking, and so while we were walking through the parking lot, I made sure that she was on the inside, rather than on the inside where there was a barrier, where I was basically the barrier between her and any cars that may be driving by. That's what I mean by, you know, by the inside. And so when people are walking, you know, with kids and everything, and they have them being the closest thing to the car, it's like, you never know, like, if the kid's going to see something shiny or what, you know, something may, you know, cause them to want to, you know, go out into oncoming traffic. And it's your, you know, it's your job as a responsible human being.
Watch out for.
To protect, you know, to protect them and not let them do that. So when
I've seen
people,
it. I've actually seen it before.
Yeah, when these people are taking a long time to load up their car and they've got these, you know, they've got the kids and everything that keep going in front of these other cars.
I saw people walking out of the store and a kid got run over. I mean, not bad. I mean, it kind of, you know, and well, it was kind of bad for the kid. I mean, he, you know, his leg kind of got run over.
Jeez.
You know, it wasn't like the kid got, you know, squished or nothing. It really fracked me up for life, but it was just, you know, the kid kind of got hit.
Yeah.
And it was like, damn, you know, watch out for your kids. You know, watch out for your kids, because guaranteed no one else is watching out for them. Especially in a vehicle, you know, a 2,000-pound vehicle.
Yeah, just stupid.
It's just messed up. What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Yeah, and you know, I thought of considering what I was doing, why I was in a parking structure in the first place. You know, I thought that's what I would be, you know, walking away with and talking about quite a bit more. But you know. That it's, I don't know, people just be responsible, please.
These are kids.
Yeah.
Your offspring. You're supposed to be watching out for them.
Yep.
And speaking of, it's just kind of moving, it's kind of segueing into my hashtag moron.
Okay.
This is the prequel.
I thought you were going to ask me what I was doing, but all right, we'll come back to that. What's your hashtag moron?
I kind of tweeted it earlier in the week. Remember on Monday, I tweeted something that I said, this is going to be my hashtag moron because it irritated the shit out of me.
Okay.
The pregnancy test. The stolen pregnancy test. Do you remember me hashtagging about that?
Yeah, a little bit, but this is one of those things where if we're going to bring up, you know, these, like, you know, previous tweets and everything, I mean, we need to give the context. So just start telling the story.
Okay. Well, anyways, you know, I work in a store. I stock, you know, grocery freight, you know, for all the good people that shop. I put stuff on your shelves. Anyway, during that particular Monday this week, I'm stocking things and I'm going to the back, putting things up. And I pass a shelf and I see a torn open box, which is nothing new. I see all kinds of stolen stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, damn, that's damn annoying. You know, anyway, you're taking money out of my pocket, whatever. But, you know, usually I don't care. I'm just there at this place for the money. But I see this one box that is opened up, and it irritates the piss out of me because when I look at it, it's a home pregnancy test. And I'm like, okay, you can steal, you know, you can steal food. All right, I'm good with that. You know, it's not cool, but, you know, whatever. People need to eat. You can steal an electronic. All right. You like to listen to something. You like to see something. Whatever.
I can still live with that. I'll say people like to fuck. If you're okay with them stealing electronics.
I understand that, yes, people like to fuck. But if you're in the point in life that you're so poor that you've got to steal a pregnancy test, to see if you're pregnant, you should not fucking breed. I mean, okay, all right. I just come out and say, if you want to fuck, fuck. Get yourself fucking fixed first.
Okay.
Because I don't want you out there breeding if you're going to steal a test to find out if you're going to have offspring. And I looked in the box. Yes, it was open. And someone had stolen one of the two pregnancy tests that were available in this box.
Why not take them both?
Yes, be fucking sure. God damn it.
No.
For fuck's sake, take both of them.
Save it for your next scare. Yeah, that way you don't have to go out and steal another one next time.
Fuck that. Make sure that you're fucking pregnant. Steal both of them.
If they're going to steal a pregnancy test, they're not going to go to a doctor and actually confirm it for sure.
So be sure that you're fucking pregnant and you are not going to breed. Oh my fucking God, I was pissed off. And I've seen a lot of stolen shit. I've seen a lot of empty packages of just bullshit. You know, the candy, gummy bears, even, you know, earphones, just little bullshit. But a fucking pregnancy test? Am I in this kind of world where, you know, it's that bad you've got to steal a pregnancy test to find out if you're pregnant? Don't fucking breed.
Maybe it's not a matter of needing to steal it. It's just one of those things where they're just like, fuck, I don't want to pay for this. Because, I don't know.
I don't know that I'm pregnant. I don't know that I've fucked around. And I may produce a child. So I'm going to steal a pregnancy test to find out for sure. Don't fucking breed if you can't afford a fucking pregnancy test. If you can't afford fucking condoms, don't fucking breed. Steal the condoms. I'd be cool if there was an empty condom package there. That way I'd know, okay, well, at least they're being fucking responsible. And they're not going to breed. That way I don't have to deal with them later on. I don't have to pay for fucking, what the hell is it? God, welfare. What? See, I got so fucking flustered, I forgot what the fuck welfare was. You know, steal all the goddamn condoms you want to. Please steal the condoms.
And blow them up and toss them around Dodger Stadium.
Just don't goddamn breed. Shit. I even went off on somebody that was in the back room in the stock room when I saw that, and they were like, "Holy shit, I've never heard you talk before," and I was like, "Would you shut the fuck up and listen to what I'm telling you?" They were like, "What? I don't think they're gonna talk to me anymore."
I almost knocked my microphone over with that one.
I can put up with a lot of shit. But just seeing that, I went off on people. It just hit a nerve. I mean, like I said, I've seen a lot of empty packages of shit that was stolen, but that one? A pregnancy test? Are you serious? I'm not sure I'm pregnant. Well, let's go find out. Hold on. I'm going to steal this pregnancy test. I'm not going to steal the condoms I should have, but I'll steal this pregnancy test.
Well,
we'll find out if you're pregnant. And what the fuck happens if they find out they are pregnant? You know what the fuck is going to happen? They're going to celebrate. My God, we're pregnant. You fucking thieves.
Okay.
And anyway, that's, yeah.
Tell me how you really feel.
You're a fucking piece of trash. I just... God. Seriously. Okay. It just irritated the shit out of me. Clearly. And I sat on that since Monday. Wow. Because I wanted to save it for the pod.
Okay. There we go.
Don't breed unless you can afford it. That's my advice.
Oh, that's some good advice.
There's a lot of people in the world. You know, in fact, just don't breed. No. For the next, 25 years, just no one breed. We'll be fine.
No, we won't, because then we'd be missing out on all of, the adorable baby pictures.
You know what? We don't need the adorable baby pictures. We need the cat pictures on the internet.
We do need cat pictures on the internet, but we also need adorable baby pictures because, the human race will lose our souls if we went 25 years without adorable babies.
How about 10 years? 10 years.
No, it's too long. Five, it's too long. It's.
I'm not going below 5 years. Damn it, Steve. No, 5 years.
No, you had it right. You had it right. When you said, if you can't afford it, don't breed. Period. Yeah. That is perfect advice.
Yeah. True.
Are you opening a can or something?
No.
How could you say that? You did, didn't you?
No.
Yes, you did.
Did not.
Did too. I'm going to leave that. I'm going to leave all of this.
Don't you judge me.
I'm not judging you. I'm not judging you. I just...
We were talking about something very serious. Don't you judge me.
And then I hear click. It sounded like a can opening. I'm sorry.
You're hearing things. Don't judge me.
No, I'm not. I'm leaving it in there. And then you're going to listen to this and You did open something, didn't you? I'll skip over this. You opened something, didn't you?
I'll skip over this.
You know what you did, mister. Don't make me rub your nose in it.
No.
You missed the litter box. Don't make me... I will get the squirt gun.
We're doing the plot here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I win.
No, you don't.
I win.
You opened a fucking can. You don't win.
I win.
No, you don't.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Duck season.
Wabbit season.
No, duck season.
Wabbit season.
Captain America.
Wabbit season.
Captain America.
Duck season.
Duck season.
You saw Captain America, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Hate it? Didn't hate it?
Didn't hate it.
Really didn't hate it?
Really didn't hit it.
That good?
Told you, didn't hate it.
Doesn't matter, I'm going to see it tomorrow.
Can I stop saying didn't hate it now?
Yeah, but no spoilers.
Oh no, of course. Of course no spoilers.
What did you think?
Oh, it was great. Aside from me I missed like the first couple of minutes.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Were you out there breeding? Were you out there stealing pregnancy tests and condoms?
No, I was not out there breeding. But we have already established I am not a breeder.
What does it matter? I mean, that's why I'm saying of all people now that they steal pregnancy tests.
What, you think I stole a pregnancy test?
I don't know.
You just said of all people. Like, did I go to Texas, steal a pregnancy test just to piss you off so that you'd have something to talk about on our podcast? I am dedicated. I am not that dedicated, sir.
I would be that dedicated. I would go out there to Ralph's, steal something. I would drink a gallon of milk in a bathrobe at a Vans or a Vons or whatever the hell is out there. You know where I'm going with that reference. Yes,
the Vons. Okay.
Okay, let's go back to what we were talking about. Captain America. Yeah. You saw it?
That got a little weird, dude.
I know.
Yeah, I...
You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude.
I saw it. It was a fantastic movie.
So I should definitely see it tomorrow?
Oh my god, yes. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to go see it again tomorrow.
Very good.
It was very topical. It's very interesting. There's
Do you think we should do like a 20-minute podcast tomorrow after we've both seen it?
I think we can save it for the pod next week.
Okay. I just thought, wait, if we didn't, okay, yeah.
All
We'll
right.
discuss in text messages.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Good movie. Go see it.
Well, I'm going to.
Yeah, I know.
Gotta see
Because
this
I'm
cat.
telling you to.
You don't tell me what to do. I am my own man,
I tell you what to do all the time.
Wait a second. Wait a second. This is the episode where I take control.
Well, take control.
Well, I am taking control. I'm gonna, you know what? Maybe I won't go and see Captain America tomorrow.
Fuck you, go see the
Well,
movie.
you don't tell me what to do. I'll probably go not go see it tomorrow. Yeah, I'm not gonna go see it tomorrow. I probably
Who
will,
are you again?
I'm that motherfucking cat.
All right, Sam Katzen. Woohoo!
So, I know where things are going. I'm not gonna go see that tomorrow. I will. But still, what happened?
Sam Katzen came out to play.
Oh yeah,
We had our first contact with him, what, a couple weeks
Sam
ago.
Katz is a convicted. Well, you don't tell me. I know. I'm Sam Katz. I know what's happening.
You're that motherfucking cat. You know, every single time, just so that this is out there, we've already talked about Battlestar Galactica a little bit, and every single time I say your name, in my head, I hear Saul Tai saying, "That fracking cat." That is my best Saul Tai that I can do. I'm not even, I really hope that sounded okay.
You know what, honestly, I kind of hear that whenever Jim says that.
I've actually thought about suggesting it to Jim, that he
You
say it
ever
that
heard it in
way.
his voice?
Yeah, I think he could probably do a pretty good,
I mean, if he sounded like he was kind of angry in saying it, but still, even when he says it, I can kind of hear it because, he just didn't, I guess he didn't understand the reference that we hear. That fracking cat. But when he says it, I can kind of hear it in his voice.
Yeah,
Him saying
well,
that fracking cat.
I'm sure he does seem like he's got the right, tone in his voice and everything. He could probably do pretty good Michael Hogan impressions, specifically as Saul Tai. So I actually really do want to hear him just one of these days. It would be really cool if he actually was like that fracking
Kind of like he had like an angry,
cat.
annoyed tone.
Yeah, just
Oh, I would totally geek out if he said it. If
Oh,
he said it
that
like that, that fracking cat. I'm like,
would I love it when you squee. And Michael Hogan actually is Canadian, so they've got that in common. He's from a completely, well, I'm well, Jim's
Well,
actually Australian by heritage, but
there's still people in the Canada. I like the Canada people.
yeah, those Canadians are pretty cool.
You
And our entire, like our all of our stereotypes are they're still funny, but when you actually start interacting with Canadians, you find out that they don't say a boot, and
say
it's not
like a
Terrence and
boat.
Phillips
Sounds like they're
and the
talking
McKenzie
about.
brothers and Elsinore Beer and you hoser, take off, eh? It's there.
Beauty, eh?
Oh,
Good.
beauty.
Take off.
How about an
Who's
Elsinore?
for that,
Yeah, yoga hoser.
you
I know yoga hoser is a Canadian thing, but that just made me laugh so much. Yeah, or at least the origin of yoga hoser. They were talking about the Canadian dude, but I still love yoga hoser. I actually have that bit where Kevin Smith and Scott Mosier, you know, do the whole yoga hoser thing, and
holy hell, that was funny.
Oh my god, yeah, just those two, they are so great together. But anyway, dude, take control of the show.
I'm taking control.
Do it.
We went down memory lane.
Mm-hmm.
We're listening to things.
Mm-hmm.
We got annoyed with hashtag morons.
Yep.
What did we save for the pod? Movieclips.com?
Did you check out movieclips.com?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, it's exactly what happened there? It sounds like. There's clips of movies there. You should go check it out. And since you haven't checked it out, let's just skip it.
Well, I mean, is it about movies or like a trailer clips?
It's a place where you can actually go and find clips, like actual, you know, if I wanted to, let's say, find a clip of Doug the dog in the movie Up saying squirrel, I might be able to find it there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, it's just so that, you know, it's kind of like a, I don't know if it's a search engine. I haven't checked it out too much. I just thought it was an interesting idea and thought it would be worth people checking out. I mean, I just clicked a few of them that were like right there on the homepage. But I, from what I understand of the idea, I like it a lot. It's a pretty cool site.
All right. Well, I've got something else.
Okay.
Give me 43 seconds, okay?
Again? Really?
Yeah, because it's really good what I'm going to come back with. Seriously, though. It is.
Okay.
All right. Countdown. One. Now.
Yeah. All right. You know, he's doing this to me again. And no idea. I have no idea what's coming. But actually, last time we ended up just chopping out that entire bit because he came back with something and you know it was good. Would have been great if it had worked. You know, he was revealing his plans of something that he was gonna do, and then the opportunity to do it disappeared. It just the planets didn't align, and so we ended up just cutting that section out completely. But you know, sounds like you're back.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just talking about the last time that we did this and we ended up cutting it just because you know, the stars didn't align and
because I'm glad you went there.
Oh god, now
I am. Well, I'm glad you said that at this point we could probably cut it, because if it doesn't happen again this week.
Oh, you're doing this to me again?
Well, that's at least we're giving it you know, a fair warning this time.
Well, okay, but this is going to be the part where, you know, where I cut it from. Like, right here.
Okay. I'm going to go for it.
All right, go for it.
Apparently that, you know, last week, fate intervened, so I couldn't call in to Netheads and, you know, talk to Trent and lull him into the Dave Thomas founder of Wendy's game. I swear to God, I want to do it. You know, and it's nothing against Trent. It's just, for some reason, it just, my mind said target Trent. And I think I can do it.
Okay. Do you want to reveal your plan again, or do you just want to leave it like that? And if, you know,
well, see, I think it would be funnier if I did reveal the plan here on this pod and say that I'm going to talk about,
okay, you know, hold on. So that I don't have to cut this again.
Uh-huh.
You better call the second.
I'm going to call first,
you
know, off.
As soon as you hear, sorry to be an audio cock block, but blah, 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 blah. You freaking open up Skype, and the second that you see Netheads on air, you start calling, because I don't want to cut this.
I know. I didn't think we were going to cut it last week, but you heard at one point
where, because they ended the episode before you could call.
Well, that,
And you specifically told me cut it if it doesn't work. You asked me to
delete. At one point in the pod last week, well, when they were on the air, Will was like, "Oh shit, we gotta go," and yeah. I was like, "Wait,
so,
what?
Something so, clearly happened."
Yeah, so you know that was beyond my control because I was gonna call in, but I will call in this week, and you know I will go for the Dave Thomas founder of Wendy's.
And how are you gonna do that?
I will talk about Thor. I'm gonna talk about the, the Captain America appearance, the cameo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna bring up the fact that, you know, I'll say, Trent, I can't believe you didn't pick up on the cameo of the person that was in the subway when the doors closed on Thor. I mean, is that sound right?
Yeah. Basically,
a lot of shit was happening at that point in time in that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many? You know, how do I get to wherever he said? And
I mean, what would you say?
The lady says
I brought
like
that up.
three stops.
Yeah.
You know, this train three stops, or whatever.
Yeah. And I'd say that Trent.
So you're talking about the cameo in that scene, and
yeah, when the doors closed on the subway, who was sitting behind Thor at that point?
Okay.
I mean, what would you say if you were a hardcore fan? You'd be like,
"Oh, no, I didn't see that." Yeah, I honestly don't know what you're talking about.
The subway scene.
Well, yeah, I know the subway scene, but I just I did not notice any cameos in there.
Well, how could you not see who was sitting behind Thor when the door shut?
I don't know. Maybe the first time I was taking a bite of popcorn, or I don't know. I don't keep a detailed journal of what I'm doing, you know, every second that I'm watching a movie.
Well, you should, because you own a comic book shop.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I catch everything. I'm sorry.
Well, go back and watch it. I mean, you have to watch it because you, of all people, would see who was there.
Okay. All right. I will take your word for it, sir.
Damn it! Now you're gonna make me second guess myself for doing this.
I know. I'm just trying to help you refine your plan.
I know. Right there behind Thor.
The nice thing is to his left.
The dude who was sitting there to his left. Could you not see who that was?
I think you're saying who too much, but
I think at that point he wouldn't see it.
Honestly, at that point, with everything tied, like with you targeting Trent so much, Will is either going to know exactly what you're trying to do.
See, that's my
or
that's what
he
I'm worried
is
about.
Going to be the one who falls for it, hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, and I hate to hit Will with it, but if Will gets hit with it, damn, I'm sorry, dude. Whoever says who, they're going to get hit with it. I'm hoping it's Trent, just because it would be funny. But, yeah, I did kind of anticipate that Will would kind of step in and be like, maybe who. Or he would be the one who would step in and say, oh, shit, Trent, no. Don't say who.
Yeah, right about now, people are going like, oh, my God, what is it with these two in that fucking game?
I just think it would be funny to get Trent with it live on air.
Yep.
Just because it would be funny.
I agree.
And I like Trent.
Yeah.
And that means he'd have to try to get me back at some point.
Maybe. What if he doesn't hold a grudge and he's just like, oh, all right, yeah, good job. And then that's it. And you're sitting there anticipating it the entire time. And that's his ultimate revenge.
That could be it.
And he, like, reminds you every once in a while of that time that you got them. Yeah, just to twist the screws just a little bit more.
Yeah, or whenever we go out there to Death Ray Comics, he could kind of bring it up, and he'd be like, "Hey, you remember this?" And I'd be like, "What?" And he'd be like holding up a napkin with ether on it and say, "This," and I'd be like, "Who?"
I don't think he would hold up a napkin and, with ether on it. I mean, after hall pass, I mean, the proper protocol with that is like, "Excuse me, can you tell me if this smells like ether?"
Be like, who?
I want to watch that movie again. That was a funny movie. Yeah, actually, I don't think he seems more like
I
I don't
think
know.
he'd be
He'd
more
be
into the
a little
joke.
more creative. Maybe a little bit more old school with his choice of revenge. Like, we walk into Death Ray Comics and he just walks up to you and gives you a titty twister. Just like clamps on and twists.
I'd be like, oh my God,
Oh,
no.
and oh my God, if he, I think I need to have, just in case it happens, need to walk into the shop with,
A
with the
video
phone,
camera?
yeah, with the
No.
phone recording, just in case it
No.
happens. And
No,
yeah,
that's
it'll be
not
like in
right.
100 Girls when Crick, and what was the guy's name?
Don't know, but that's not right.
Yeah,
You're
like
supposed to have my
when they
back
get in the
seams.
epic titty twister why can I not remember? Anyway, they
Whoops.
what the fuck?
My bad. I'm sorry.
Anyway, 100 Girls, really quirky, cute little movie, and there's an epic titty twister battle royale going on at one point in the
Yeah,
movie,
that's not right.
and they're like, oh, like screaming and everything. It's all slow motion, so it's like, but that
That's
probably, wow, this is probably really shitty audio right now, but who cares?
not gonna happen. I'm not gonna have that happen.
Whatever happens, I want video of whatever, revenge that's, let's face it, it's probably not gonna happen. It's gonna, we're gonna walk in, he's gonna be like, "Oh, hey." I don't
Buy
know,
something.
whatever. Yeah, buy something.
I'll be like, "Hey, Trent, where's Sherman? Sherman, sup, dog? Sup, dog? Represent you." And Sherman will be like,
Okay.
"What's up, man? Dog Sherman,
I can only
word."
assume that Sherman was, like sniffing at that point because you kind of went quiet, so I don't know.
Well, I was trying to do it like a panting. Like a dog, like just sitting there panting, like, what?
Look at us, planning our first contact.
know, it's gonna be creepy. A Trent's gonna listen to this and be like, these fucking people are gonna come to my shop.
Trent's gonna listen to this.
Someone call the cops.
I don't think Trent listens to us.
Trent doesn't listen to us.
No,
Judge.
actually, what's gonna happen is Judge Funky Boy is gonna be like,
Oh, fuck.
you may want to get a restraining order on these two before they come to the shop.
Yeah, I mean, we thought they were cool, but all of a sudden, shit got fucked up, dude.
I mean,
They started talking about
The lady's talking about
Sherman.
Katie Sackhoff juggling four dicks while doing a tap dance, in a burlesque outfit, and then and a guy with like a gonzo dick tattoo, and his dick's blue, and it's the gonzo's nose, and then they're talking about, hanging out with Sherman and how you're gonna get revenge on something that probably didn't happen in the first place.
And then they watched League of Their Own. Dude, they fucking watched a League of Their Own. Call the fucking cops. I
What the hell? Well, wait, what's wrong with A League of Their Own?
don't know.
Why did you go there? I mean, we were talking about our first contact with them, but
See, that's where it went weird. I'm just being goofy, dude.
yeah, I know.
It went weird. It always goes weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it always goes weird when we're talking about our first contact with people.
Speaking of first contact with
God
people.
God damn it, it's about time. I've said it like 4 times.
I know.
I know you're supposed to be controlling things, but we're running long again, so.
First contact.
Yeah. Wait, what are we talking about?
Star Trek, first contact. It's April the 5th, 2014.
Hey, you said it right this time.
Yeah.
All right. Not 2063?
No, not 2063. Not yet. Not for another 49 years.
Okay.
Star Trek First Contact. It was the second movie in the Next Generation crew. You know, their next
After
movie.
After Generations, but so why? Yeah. Why are we talking about this?
They went back in time.
It's our flick
the,
pick.
Huh? Sorry?
It's our flick pick.
It's our flick pick. And in the movie, they...
Okay, so, you know, hand over the reins and I'm still a little bit controlling. I love it.
Star Trek First Contact. They went back in time, the Next Generation crew... went back in time to stop the Borg from, you know, the Borg stopped first contact. You know, when Earth, oh God, all of a sudden you freaked me out and I stopped talking. Stop whispering in my ear.
I'm going to kill you.
Oh my God.
Don't look behind you.
Okay, I just froze. Anyway, the Borg went back in time after Earth had it first had its third world war. Stop it! Had its third world war. A lot of the people were killed because of nuclear wars, so you know they were vulnerable.
Bastards didn't intervene in time.
The Borg. You need to stop it.
I will not.
The Borg came back in time to stop first contact between humans and an alien race. But the crew of the Enterprise came back and stopped the Borg. And I am not listening to people talking in my ear right now. So the crew of the Enterprise, the Next Generation crew, came back and stopped the Borg.
Baby K.
And they ran into the guy who was responsible for warp drive on Earth, Zefram Cochrane.
You know you're thinking about the baby cake.
He, oh God, what? Zefram Cochrane invented warp drive and the voices in my head are trying to distract me from talking about this movie
you will not be
that I love so much and you stop talking about that.
Star Wars is so much better than Star Trek.
No, Star Wars is nothing.
Star Wars.
See, you're trying to make up words with Star Wars theme that doesn't exist. Star Trek First Contact. Zefram Cochrane makes his worst warp drive experiment in the space. All of a sudden it went quiet. No, you stop whispering.
It's precious. Oh, I should not do that one. Okay. You know I love messing with you.
I know. It's funny. But, Star Trek First Contact. It's, you know, they go, you know, the Enterprise crew goes back in time and they hold this Zefram Cochrane because he's the one who's, you know, who started you know, the human race.
Wait, who?
He was a hero.
Who?
Is Zefram Cochrane?
Who?
Zefram Cochrane.
Okay. I just felt like you hadn't said the name enough, so.
Yeah. You know, he was held in high regard for these people. You know, people in the 24th century. You know, this is a guy that, you know, they, well, they would be like what? Da Vinci or Thomas Jefferson for us? They were like heroes.
Nikola Tesla.
Yeah, they were heroes. But, you know, most of the crew, they go back and they see Zefram Cochrane is just some dude who just, you know, made a spaceship so he could make money. And, you know, dude was a drunk.
And after the experiment, he was like, that'll do, pig. That'll do. Yeah. Oh, no, that was one of his other movies. And then he was like, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm Jack Bauer's father. Oh, no, that was 24. Yeah, James Cromwell plays Zefram Cochrane, right?
Yeah, he plays him very well.
Right. Yeah. Oh, God. This is a Next Generation movie, and now I can't stop thinking about Boarding Gates.
Oh,
Star Tours.
Oh, that's fucking what's his name's problem? And he did that to us.
Yeah. What's his name?
NC Roller Dog. Fuck you, Roller NC Dog, Roller NC. Dog.
Roller Dog.
Roller
NC.
Dog NC. Much love, though.
Yeah, that guy's funny.
Anyways, First Contact. We're gonna watch it.
I don't remember. Was Will Wheaton? I tried not to do that. I knew Stewie was going to pop in my head.
You said Will Wheaton?
I started to, and then I just completely flubbed it trying not to say that.
Will Wheaton is not in this.
Right.
He was in the next movie, though. Oh, no, not the next movie. The last Next Generation movie. The Romulans.
Nemesis, but no, right?
Yeah, Nemesis. Nemesis had Will Wheaton in it, but not this one. First Contact, you know, Sir Patrick Stewart,
mm-hmm.
LeVar Burton,
yep.
Jonathan Frakes,
yep.
James Conwell,
yeah.
Marina Sirtis,
yep.
Who am I forgetting?
Brent Spiner,
Dana. How could I forget Dana? What the hell?
Michael Dorn.
Worf. Oh, shit. Worf battling the Borg?
Mm-hmm. Gates McFadden. We already talked about her a little.
And Gates McFadden. I'm such an idiot.
No, you're not. But you forgot Data.
I know. And I used to love Data. I had such a huge crush on Data.
Aww.
I love the Data.
Data was cool.
You know, I did send a tweet out to LeVar Burton.
Oh, yeah? Did you invite him to join us while we watch the movie over Skype?
And to talk about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did he accept?
I never heard anything back from him.
Oh, well, you know, he's probably busy.
He's a busy dude. He's got things going on. He's got, like, what, cons or something? I mean, I'm sure he doesn't have two jobs going on right now. No?
Who knows?
I mean, he's not an engineer. I'm going to have to talk to my wife about that. That's another story.
We decided to break this one up into a two-parter. Shortly after this point, we were joined by our friend, Revelstoke Jim. We had a really great time talking to him, and he even actually joined us for the movie. It was a really great time. Thanks so much for joining us, Jim. That will be in the next part, which I hope I will be able to get out later this week. Thanks again, Jim. Thank you, Mr. Brad Raven, for the cover art. Thank you, Judge Funky Boy, for the theme music. That's Midnight Movie Nights for this week. I'm Miranda Janelle. I was unable to rouse that fracking cat, but I'm sure he says good night and go watch a movie.
Midnight Movie Nights.
Yeah.